those who would accept him as Savior and bring to him what he desires to rapture back when he comes again. That's why he says, occupy till I come. Yes. Not waste your time in meaningless and unproductive activity. Yes. Measure your time, measure your labor, do your share, do your part, and when I come back again, I'm going to pay every man according to his labor. Yes. And my brother, my sister, Jesus is saying simply to us to come together with him.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806. Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at 225-927-0577. That's 225-927-0577. If you've been blessed by this broadcast, Dr. Montgomery would like for you to do three things. Pray for this ministry, partner with this ministry, and tell others about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Apostle J.L. Broadneck returns to Alexandria to pastor the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, located at 4210 South MacArthur Drive, a church that's perfecting and edifying the body of Christ. You can join us each Sunday for morning worship. For more information, 318-427-9255. That's 318-427-9255. Welcome to the Word of Faith Kingdom Church broadcast with your host, Pastor James Broadnax. As the Bible says, they that worship God must worship Him in spirit and in truth. You're invited to worship services at 10:30 a.m. every Sunday morning at 4210 South MacArthur Drive in Alexandria. Now, let's join the broadcast.
I have been clean and delivered from alcohol and crack cocaine for 4 years now. And I came into your service and I was fighting a battle for custody for my children that I hadn't been with in 8 years.
In 8 years.
And I'm very proud to say that I'm now the president of the Christian organization at my college. I have sole custody of all three children. And I have been able to minister in the prison to people about drugs and alcohol and about the revelation of Jesus Christ. And I thank God for the things that are yet to come because I know they're coming my way.
So really when you came to the crusade when I was here.
I had a letter and I asked you to pray over it.
And I prayed over that letter and spoke the word and God answered the prayer.
God answered my prayer.
I have more than all the rest of them. From this man, he taught me to speak for that what I need to speak. And so, because you're dangerous. and the Lord's told me that I will be dangerous as well. Yes. But the fact is that is in the Word, and the Lord plainly told me that it has been in the Word all the time, mm-hmm. and that His people have not seen that, mm-hmm. and that they have just ignored it. What's Hosea 4:6 says, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. And the worst part of that is because they have rejected knowledge, I shall reject thee.
That's what the word says.
But now, people, that is not in there for fun. That's mm-hmm. for truth.
Yes.
And that's for finances as well as all the other things. Mm-hmm. And this is the beauty that I've learned from you, and that the Lord has said, you're real, you speak the truth, you speak His word.
When Apostle Broadnax pray and prophesy, miracles happen.
Good morning, church.
My name is Livingston Hackett. Or you can say Brother Hackett. But the reason why I'm here and giving this testimony to Jesus is because me and my wife was looking for a home, and we've been all over, Pompano, Fort Lauderdale, and we really can't find what we really need. And my wife, she get kind of upset. I said, listen, when God ready, he will give us a home. It is his own timing, not us. So then we went over by commercial in the place area over there, and we see a home. And when I seen it, I like it. I said, Lord, I like this house. And my wife said, she liked this house. So the lady was asking $235,000 for the house. I said, we don't have that kind of money. I said, but you know what? We got Jesus. He can provide. And we went home. We pray about it. We hold hands. We pray about it. And God put in our spirit a price. And we went back to the lady. And, you know, we called the lady from, we come to church that night. I went, Brad Nex was preaching. And we wanted to go to a bank to ask for a loan, but we didn't know what which bank to go to. So my wife says, you know what? God can give us an answer in church. And when the night when Brad Nex was preaching, he says, you know what? Somebody might walk in SunTrust tomorrow and get what they want. And you know what? And my wife says, that's it. But then we walked, and then she went and she called up a lady from SunTrust by, and the lady was giving her a hard time. And then it's another lady that works there who is one of your members. And the lady says, who is that? That name sounds familiar. And the lady put, this lady put the other lady on the phone, and then the lady said, I know, that's Sister Hackett. And then they started to talk. And she said, you know what? I think I can help you. And my boss is in New York, and when she get back here, I will talk to my boss. When the boss, when her boss come back and she and my wife talk, my, the lady said, yes, we can get you this money. And to make a long story start, short, they gave us the money without asking no questions, and then the bank turned around and gave us back $1,400 for closing costs. And it was so easy because God was in everything.
This is James Broadnax, and you have been listening to Miracles As They Happens. Yes, I believe in miracles because I believe in God. St. John chapter 14 and verse 12, Jesus told us, the works that I do, greater works than these should you do because I go to my Father. Well, I believe the teachings of Jesus, and I follow the teachings of Jesus. And I believe with all of my heart, soul, and mind that today is your day for your miracle. As you're listening to this broadcast, I know the devil is fighting you. Seem like there's something hindering and something blocking. Look like you just can't get up. You just can't get ahead. Look like the favor of God is just not there upon your life anymore. It's nothing but a trick of the devil. And we know according to St. John 10:10, the thief come not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus told us, I am come. Oh, yes, that you have life and that you have it more abundantly. Now, I have received some special blessing instructions from God about this coming Sunday morning. And I want you to get ready to meet us here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive, here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. And I know many of the things when you hear the testimonies, the praise reports, and people bragging on God. The devil, he would mess with your mind and say, you know, they just made that up. Them folk ain't really getting blessed like that. See, that's an individual that's really blaspheming against the Holy Ghost, because I can't work miracles like that. All I do is pray the prayer of faith, and Jesus worked the miracles. The Holy Ghost worked the miracles. Are you hearing what I'm saying? But every crusade, there's a camera crew that follows me across this country, and they video and they record audio of every one of my services. That's why you hear these praise reports. We are getting ready for the big Master Key Faith Building Crusade in Orlando, Florida in a couple of weeks. And those camera crews, they're going to be there. They're going to be videoing those miracles. And I'm going to bring them back here to Alexandria, and we're going to air them on our Word Network program, on our Impact Network program, and also we're going to air them on the local 48 TV station here in Alexandria. You can catch our telecast every Sunday morning, 9:30 a.m. and 10 p.m. on Sunday. Sunday morning, 9:30 a.m. Sunday night, 10 p.m. Just turn to Fox 48, and you can watch the Master Key Faith Building Program. You have heard the voice and you've never seen the face. Well, this Sunday morning at 9:30 a.m., just go to Fox 48, and you're going to be able to put the face with the voice. Woo! It's going to be powerful here Sunday morning at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church, 4210 South MacArthur Drive, here in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana. God has given me the gift of faith. God has given me the gift of miracles. That woman called me from Charlotte, North Carolina on yesterday, and she needed that money to pay her rent. And there was a situation going on with some kind of card that she had put money on. And they was telling her she could not get the money back, couldn't get the money off the card, and she could only use the card there in the Walmart store. And she needed that money to pay her rent. And she called me from Charlotte, North Carolina. And she said to me, she said, Apostle Broadnack, she said, there's one thing I do know. Now, I never met the woman. She said, I know you have the gift of faith and you have the gift of miracles. And she said, and I need a miracle and I need it now. And we prayed. About 2 hours later, she called me. She said, I got the money and I'm on the way to pay my rent. I'm telling you, this coming Sunday morning, if you would sit down and write 7 things that you really want God to do for you this year in 2023, write it on paper. You can write it on a piece of a brown paper bag, but I want you to seal that in an envelope. I don't want to read it. I want you to bring that to the church and put it in the miracle prayer chest. And when you put it in that miracle prayer chest, 24/7, the presence of God is resting in the sanctuary. When you walk through the doors, you'll feel God's presence at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church. And God's presence is resting there. And every time I enter those doors, I'm going to be laying hands on that miracle prayer chest. And one after another, you're going to be marking off, this didn't happen. Well, I wrote that I wanted a home. I got the home. I wrote on there, I wanted God to bring restoration to my marriage. My husband is back. My wife is back. Family's good now. I wrote on there, I needed my money released. Now I got my money. It is absolutely going to be amazing what God is going to do here at the Word of Faith Kingdom Church this coming Sunday morning. So make sure that you write those 7 prayer needs on a piece of paper and seal them. And come and put them in my miracle prayer chest that sets on the altar at all times. I'm not going to read your prayer requests. All I'm going to do is to pray over them. God going to read them and God going to work the miracle.
Prophesied to my sister about she was going to get some money soon.
Yes.
Okay. We went to finish cleaning up the nasty house. We finished it today. God said there's some money in this kitchen. I said, okay. By the time we got through cleaning, we said, Lord, where in the world is some money at in this kitchen? You know, it was just inhabitable. So anyway, I said, do you need a crock pot? She said, yeah, I do. She said, but it don't have no top on it. I said, well, we can put a top on it. Ain't no big deal. Mm-hmm. But anyway, she got the crock pot. She took it home, and the crock pot fell down the steps and broke open, and it was $1,000 bills.
Yeah.
wait a minute.
Oh, you ain't through yet? Go ahead.
Then she said, underneath here.